be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In a synagogue there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about this word? What his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. Gospel of the Lord. A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. That's the words of the people after they witnessed Jesus for making the young man coming out from the city. He was a dead man, and Jesus have mercy on the widow. His mother is a widow, so he raised him up, and that's why the people are claiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst." And today also, Jesus lives in us. So not only we witness, but we ourselves are the dead person and risen through the merit of Christ. So we have a double sense of a great prophet coming to us in our midst and visit his people. It's Jesus now today. Not only through baptism we are renewed, but only especially through the Eucharist, we share his life so that we can say, as Paul says, "It's not that I live, but Jesus Christ lives in me." So today it's no more that we live. It's, as a matter of fact, we live in his life. And what Jesus expects us to do, whatever is for the glory of God only, not for ourselves. That's why we have to be humble. Even we do everything, we are nothing. Only Christ is great. He's a great prophet. And we just live in him, with him, and for him.